Back.
This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Japan for the G7 summit, meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. President Biden says the war in Ukraine is a significant issue on which the two nations agree.
As you said back in January when you were at the White House, I think the quote is, we face one of the most complex environments in recent history, security environments. And I couldn't agree with you more. But I'm proud that the United States and Japan are facing it together.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday set up an advisory council to restore Ukrainian rule over Russia-annexed Crimea, saying the work to liberate the peninsula was ongoing amid expectations of Kyiv's counteroffensive. Zelensky said, we are preparing to reintegrate Crimea. I signed the decree about the advisory council on reintegration and deoccupation of our Crimea. Russia shows no signs of abandoning Crimea, which it seized and annexed in 2014. China says its special envoy met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during talks in Kyiv earlier this week. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said Thursday that the envoy also met Ukraine's foreign minister to discuss how to end Russia's war, but no details were disclosed and the next steps were unclear. Assessment continues Thursday after unprecedented Italian floods killed 9 people in Italy's northern Emilia-Romagna region. Torrential rains this week devastated the eastern side of the region known as Romagna, with hundreds of landslides, overflowing rivers, road damage, and flooded cities. The floods are the latest in a series of extreme weather events. This is VOA News. Analysts say U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to postpone a trip to Australia is a major blow to Canberra, as the Quad Leaders Summit at the Sydney Opera House has been called off. Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
Analysts say the cancellation harms the grouping's ambitions to be an influential alternative to China. They also insist it damages the reputation of the United States as a reliable ally at a time when strategic competition with China is intensifying. Ian Hall is a professor of international relations at the Griffith Asia Institute at Griffith University. He told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation cancellation of the summit will harm the Quad's reputation.
They're good for kind of articulating what the Quad is all about, what the Quad is going to do, what its intentions are. In that sense, not having this summit, I think, is problematic, or at least postponing the summit is problematic.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
South Africa's state power utility may have to increase power cuts to an unprecedented level this winter, a company executive said on Thursday, as the country grapples with its worst power crisis on record. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The country grapples with its worst power crisis on record, and the gap between supply and demand is expected to increase in the coming winter month. Eskom has not yet gone beyond stage 6 power cuts. Segomoko Sheppers is Eskom Group Executive for Transmission. That means 16 hours of outages in a 32-hour cycle. Power cuts have had a severe impact on South Africa's economy, reducing GDP by about 5% in 2022, Eskom said.
And that was Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Montana becomes the first state in the United States to enact a complete ban on TikTok on Wednesday, when Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed a measure that's more sweeping than any other state's attempts to curtail the social media app, which is owned by a Chinese tech company. The measure, scheduled to take effect on January 1, 2024, is expected to be challenged legally and will serve as a testing ground for the TikTok-free America that many national lawmakers have envisioned. Cybersecurity experts say it could be difficult to enforce the ban. Rafael Nadal will miss the French Open after failing to regain full fitness from a hip injury suffered at the Australian Open in January. The 14 times Roland Garros winner said on Thursday, adding 2024 could be the final year of his career. The French Open begins May 28th. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.